Welcome back, everybody. And as we mentioned, we are going to finish Zechariah. Okay. And I hope that... Wow. I hope that some of you were in shul on the first day of Sukkot and listened to the Haftarah. I was personally extremely excited with it and very happy that we read that Haftarah, which is, of course, Perek Yedaleh in Zechariah. And the end of it will show us the connection to Sukkot. We have not gotten to that. All we learned, we just learned a very few psukim at the beginning. Basically, remember it starts with, Zechariah starts with, in Perek Yedaleh, the third of the battles of Gog and Magog. And he is the only Navi that teaches us that there will be three. Remember that Yechezkel actually mentions it, and he says, Gog, me, Magog. He's the only one that uses the terminology, Gog, me, Magog. If you notice, Zechariah doesn't say who this huge group of enemies is. He never uses any name. However, the other Nevi'im are talking about the first battle, in which all of the nations will gather around Yerushalayim in order to wrest Yerushalayim from the hands of Yishmael, the descendants of Yishmael, and they will begin fighting amongst each other. They will not get into the city. There will be a huge cataclysmic battle, and nobody's going to win it. Everybody's just going to retreat and go home. Then there will be a regrouping. There'll be a second battle of Gog and Magog. And in the second battle of Gog and Magog, once again, the nations will gather outside of the gates of Yerushalayim. They will not be able to get in. However, we learned in the last parak, Yud Gimel in Zechariah, that there will be a great leader who will be killed in that second battle. And that great leader, the Malbim tells us, is a remez for Mashiach ben Yosef. Everybody will mourn. They will mourn together. There will be a realization that they were partially responsible because they did not listen to the teachings of this great leader. Then goes on Zechariah and tells us there will be the third battle of Gog and Magog. And in the third battle, he says, Hine Yom Bal Hashem. We're not going to go over the beginning. Don't worry. I just want to do a review. There's going to be the third battle in which these nations will be able to break into the walls of Yerushalayim. And they will be able to do damage. They'll be doing damage in Yerushalayim, and they will do damage to property. And houses will fall apart. Remember, women will be raped, all kinds of horrendous things. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will come and fight against them the way he fought for us at Yam Suf. Remember, just like B'Yom Krav, a day of battle when HaKadosh Baruch Hu fought himself. And exactly. You don't have to do anything because Hashem is going to fight the battle. And of course, he will be victorious. And then we have a series of amazing events that are going to take place in Yerushalayim. And the first one is the only one that we learned about, which is V'yamdu raglav bayom hahu al har hazeitim. Hashem kiviyachol, his feet are going to stand on har hazeitim, his presence is going to come on har hazeitim, and har hazeitim will split in two. It's going to split east-west, so that the north part will move north and the southern part will move south, because the split is this way. And in the middle, there will be a great valley. And this will be caused by a huge earthquake. And the earthquake, the Ra'ash, will be comparable to the Ra'ash that happened in the days of Uzziyahu. And that was the last thing we learned about. In the time of Uzziyahu, when the king Uzziyahu thought he could bring Ketoret, which is the job of the Kohen Gadol, there was a huge earthquake. That was when Yeshayahu HaNavi received his first message from Hashem. when Uzziahu was doing that, and there was a great rash. The very foundations of the Beit HaMikdash were shaking. This rash is going to be just like that rash, and people will flee from this rash. And there's going to, as a result of it, there's going to be this great big valley in between. Actually, I should have done it this way because it's north-south. A great big valley that will be in the middle of Yerushalayim. And by the way, the city of Yerushalayim will then be taking up much more room, much more space than it ever did before. Okay, so I'm going to start with Pasuk Vav, which is where we are. We went up to Hey, Venastem Gay Harai. So that's why I said Vav. Okay, not really. I'm fine. At any rate, Vahaya Bayom Hahu. Listen, please. So after this, there's going to be this valley that's going to open up. Vahaya Bayom Hahu. And you know what's going to happen on that day? That day that the mountain will split and there's going to be this big valley. Other amazing things will happen. They are unbelievable things that will happen to the climate, to the atmosphere, to the very nature of life. Lo yehiye or yekarot v'kipaon. There's not going to be two kinds of light anymore. One is called or yekarot, precious, and kipaon is something that's like solid. So according to the Malbim, the or yekarot is the sun, because the sun has its own light. It's very precious because it gives its own light. And kipaon is like something solid that reflects. Like, think about ice that's reflecting, and that's the light of the moon. So on that day, there's going to be a cataclysmic change in the atmosphere. And the cataclysmic change is going to be that we will no longer rely on the light of the sun or the light of the moon. And I'm going to read you the Malbim here. Okay, Bavakasha. Lo yiyah or yikarot velo or kipaon. There won't be the precious light or the frozen light. Rat Salamar, what he wants to tell us. Lo or hashemesh. There won't be the light of the sun. Shehu or atzmi. That it's an independent, right? It has its own light. Or yakar, a precious light. V'lo or hayoreach v'kochavim. And there also will not be the light of the moon and the stars. Shehem rap mekablim ha'or. Shetzof al kaduram ha'makshi. I love his scientific knowledge. And they're not going to get the light of the moon and the stars that don't have their own light. But rather the light shines and reflects from their physical body. Al yidei hashemesh, the light comes from the sun. Shemakeh alehem, v'ha'or chozer. The sun hits them and the light comes back. It reflects. Ki lo yimtza or gashmi klal. There is not going to be a physical light at all. There's not going to be a physical light. V'hayo yom echad. And there will be one day, Hu Yivada Hashem, which is made known. Yivada will be known to Hashem, will be made known to Hashem, or was made known to Hashem at a certain point. Lo Yom Velo Laila. Pasuk Zion. A day that it doesn't have a night. A day and it doesn't have a night. V'haya karev yom asher hu lo yom v'lo layla. Nachon, that is Yishayahu. Shomrim hafkei le'ircha, that's Yishayahu. Is known. Let me say it again, I'm sorry. A name that is made known, a day. Wait, I'm mixing you up. A day that is made known to Hashem. It could be that Hashem will make that day known. In other words, don't worry, he'll make the name known. or there is a Midrash that we're going to come to that Hashem has already made known that day. Okay? So either he will make it known at the right time, or he has already made it known. Asher yivada, right? Lo yom v'lo layla. It's going to be a day that there's no day and night, because listen, if you don't have the sun and the moon, then there's not the signs of night that we're accustomed to, because how do we know day? We know day because the sun rises in the morning and it goes on its route, it seems to. We're turning, but we don't know, right? In other words, we have a day by, we measure day by the sun. And then the moon comes out to reflect the light of the sun that's no longer visible to us. And so there's going to be a day that's lo yom v'lo layla, v'hayala eight erev, and it will be at the time of evening, yihye or. There will be light. Very strange pasuk, no? So we got to look at the Malbim because it's really very strange. V'haya yom achad, there will be one day. Lo yihye hayom chaluk liyom v'layla. The day is not going to be divided to day and night. That's why it's called Yom Echad. You see what he's saying, the Malbim? Yom Echad. What does it mean, Yom Echad? One day, a united, so to speak. A day that's one in its nature. So one Yom Echad, it's going to be a day that's not divided into day and night. Liyom v'layla laboker ulitzaharayim ve'eit erev. It's not going to be divided the way we normally divide up a day. Shezerak be'eit sheyishamshu hama'orot hagashmiyim. The only time that we have morning and night and evening and afternoon is when we have those physical lights, the sun and the moon and the stars, right? Aval az, but then, Yihye yom echad meduvak kulo yom. There will be one day stuck, meduvak, that is completely day, for hu yivada, and it will be known shehu Lashem. It'll be so unusual that we will automatically understand that it really belongs to Hashem, because it'll be so unusual and different. She'oro miyuchas Lashem. Because there will be light. And everybody will know it'll be Yivada. It'll be known, right? Lola Shemesh v'la yoreach. The light doesn't come from the sun and the moon here, right? Rak ba'oro nire'or. We'll only see light from the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'al kein. And therefore, Yihye lo yom v'lo layla. It's not going to be day and night. Sheshmot yom v'layla yikru'u mitzad ha'arat ha'or hagashmi. The names day and night came from the lighting of this physical light that we're accustomed to in our world. Shezoreach v'shokeya. It shines and it sets. It rises, we could say, and it sets. Aval ha'or shiyeh az, but the light that will be then, yiyeh or tmidi, will be a constant light, bilti mishtaneh, that will not change. It'll be a constant light. It's not going to be a concept of morning, afternoon, evening, night. Klal, bilti mishtaneh klal, it's not going to change at all. Lo zoreach v'shokeh, it's not going to rise, and it's not going to set. V'lo yitzdeku alav shmot yom v'layla. And there's no way to allude, to correctly give them the name day and night, because that concept will not exist. It's so appropriate for the parasha. Look at this whole pasuk. There was another word. There's another word here. There's another word. First of all, what Marcel picked out right away, Yivada. Yivada made known already. And also, it says, V'haya yom echad. Whenever you hear, whenever it says Yom Echad, what do you think of? The first Yom Echad, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boker, Yom Echad. It was only one day, so it was Yom Echad. So the Malbim here is handling it, that it's Yom Echad, Yom Achid, right? The Malbim was explaining a special day, unique day, in which there won't be the concept of morning and night. We're not finished with this pasuk by far. V'hayala eit erev yeor. First of all, we're not even finished with the Malbim. And it will be in the time of evening, there'll be light. Shehashemesh hagashmi, the physical sun, te'arei v'tishka, is going to go towards evening. Te'arei is like it's going to go towards ma'arav and set. Va'oz yatchil ha'or ha'ikari la'ir. And then that main light that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shine. Shehu Or Hashem, that is the light of Hashem. Vihi Melitza Nifla'a. And this is a wondrous mashal. Sheyit Batel Ha'ora V'Hashefa Hayotze Me'et Hama'orot. That the light and the shefa is the muchness, the bracha that comes from the lights, the Shemesh and the Yareach, v'Hashem ba'atzmo u'bikvodo ya'ir v'yanhig v'yimshol, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is going to lighten and lead and rule b'shefa tmidit, with a lot of muchness. You know, shefa is a lot of bracha. Hashem is going to be, so to speak, he's going to give the light in the world. It's going to all come from him. B'shefa tmidit, with a constant muchness. Bilti mishtaneh, that doesn't change. Ad shelo yechoshech v'tzara klal. Until there will be no darkness and no troubles at all. V'siluk hashefa hama'atata, and the taking away of the shefa and the lessening, in other words, when the sun goes away, the lessening, the smallness, kmo she muchrach bahanhaga hativit, the way it has to be because of the natural way that things go today, where the sun rises and sets and the moon takes over, but the moon also sets. The normal things that happen to us today that we take for granted come because of the whole system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up in the sky in those first days of creation. Shehem olim v'yordim, because those bodies, like the sun and the moon, rise and set. U'machayivim shinuyim tovim v'ra'im. And they cause changes, some of which are good and some of which are bad. Think about how, like, the moon controls tides and things like that. In other words, there's an effect that all of these bodies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put, so to speak, in the celestial spheres, how they affect everything. Ki oz, but at that time, yiyeh rak or v'tov, there will be just light and goodness, v'shalom v'hatzlacha, and peace and hatzlacha, and success. Let me take a drink. So according to the Malbim and according to the pshat of the pasuk, one of the big differences is going to be big changes. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will destroy these enemies that will surround Yerushalayim, then Har HaZeitim is going to split. The area of Yerushalayim is going to be huge, a valley in the middle, and this side of the mountain here, and this side of the mountain here. I'm sorry, I should have done it this way, but it's hard. You do this. And not only that, but there will no longer be the normal light that we take for granted that divides the 24-hour day that we are accustomed to into a time of darkness and into a time of light. And we now depend on the sun to make things grow, right? We want things to grow. It's very hard for us to imagine, excuse me, I just want to put a cough drop because it will help a lot. It's very hard for us to imagine what Marcel is bringing up is the idea, but what about the months? In other words, what about time? Maybe what we're being told is like a slightly different concept of time that's going to go on. That we don't know. We don't have that. The light of Hashem will be functioning. The Rambam says, for Shibud Malchiyot. But I think that what the Rambam is saying, I'm just digressing for a minute. Please note that what's bothering Marcel is that the Rambam says that in the days of Mashiach, there will be no physical changes in the nature of the world, except that one nation will not rule over another nation. It will be a time where we will learn somehow to get along. But I think, Marcel, that here he is not talking about Yemot HaMashiach. He is talking about Tchiyat HaMeitim. He's talking about whatever you want to call the stage of Olam Haba. He is talking, this is not just Yemot HaMashiach. This is some kind of cataclysmic time. You know, even the Rambam has difficulty with how long that stage that he is identifying as Yemot HaMashiach, how long will that take until we get to the next stage? So here, we are really talking about a very unusual time past the time that is Yemot HaMashiach. We will see as we go on. There's something messianic about it, especially when we get to the Sukkot business. But this thing where there are cataclysmic changes in the nature of the universe, I'm not sure when that's supposed to happen. And now it's, yeah, he's telling it to Zechariah. We're here. I hear what you're saying. And I'm not sure because notice that the whole thing is told third person. It's a Hine Yom Ba. Actually, we don't know who's speaking. I'm looking, Cherev Uri, Bahaya Bayomahu, Bayomahu Yeyeh. You know what? We don't know. By Yom HaHu, I'm looking all the way back to Yud Bet. By Yom HaHu, all the way back. Ah, the beginning of Yud Bet that starts this whole conversation that's been going on. Masa, Dvar Hashem al Yisrael. Masa, heavy burden. Remember, we learned a heavy burden. Dvar Hashem al Yisrael. Noom Hashem notesh shamayim v'yoseid aretz. You know, you're supposed to be able to remember all of this. I don't. But you see, this whole section that we're learning now started with the title of Masa Dvar Hashem al Yisrael. This is a heavy nevuah that I'm giving you. It's the word of Hashem. And he stretched out the heavens, v'yoseid aretz, v'yitzar ruach adam b'kirbo. These are the words of the master who created the heavens and the earth and who created man and put the spirit of life in him. Hine anochi sam et Yerushalayim sof. Saf ra'al. Sorry. Look, that's the whole nevuah. The nevuah starts with Perek Yud Bet for this time that is very hard to put into any normal time level or normal time misgeret.
Is this possible?
Yeah, and that's very interesting. We have to look at the Kiddush HaLevana, is what we have to look at the Kiddush HaLevana. But I think that we're talking about something a little different, and I don't know how to explain it. In other words, I don't think it really has a physical aspect. It's not a physical. To everybody, there's something is going to be different. Something is going to be different. What's going to happen to our measuring of time? What's going to happen to the moon? What's going to happen to everything we associate? Something is going to be made known to us at that time. It's an amazing idea. These two psukim are, I think, the most mysterious aspect of the whole discussion that we're having. There's something here that's very mysterious and very strange. But that Yivada and the comparison to the Yom Echad is something very interesting that I wanted to discuss with you. Before I go into it, was there something that you wanted to say?
I just want to say this whole thing is very, those hints are not it.
It's incredible, especially because there's a connection. There's a connection, and that connection less.
You have to have the first day. You have to have Yom Echad, the sun and the moon. They weren't
created yet. It was the Or HaGanuz. Remember when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayhi Or? Okay. Last summer, wait, let me get into it. Last summer, I was sitting in the Yemei Iyun. I was sitting with Martha. We were sitting in a wonderful Sheyur that was given by Yael Schlossberg. And I almost jumped out of my skin because I said, I cannot wait till I teach this. So essentially, what she was talking about is she was talking about two different Medrashim that are given in Bereshit Rabbah on Yom Echad. So I want to remind you, how does the Torah start? We just read it this past Shabbat, right? Bereshit, listen, bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. Okay, that's the koteret, right? That's the... Va-ha-aretz hayta tohu va-vohu. And the land was all confused, right? Mixed up. Va-choshech al-pnei tahom. And there was darkness on the face of the deep. V'ruach Elokim merachefet al pnei amayim. And the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was floating, right, on the face of the water. What goes after that? V'yomer Hashem, yihi or, v'yihi or. V'yar Elokim et ha'or, ki tov, v'yihi erev, v'yihi boker, yom echad. So she discussed two medrashim that appear at the very beginning of Bereshit Rabbah, the classic Sefer Medrash. And the second one of those medrashim basically starts, hold on. Oh, I left something out. Vayavdel Elokim ben ha'or ben ha'choshech. I left that out. And then Vayikra Elokim la'or yom, v'lachoshech kara laila, vayhi erev, vayhi boker. I had it here in front of me, and I didn't read it. So basically we have Rabbi Yehuda, this is Bereshit Rabbah, Medrash Rabbah on Bereshit, Parsha Bet Piska Gimel, right at the beginning of Bereshit Rabbah. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Siman, Patar Krei Bedorot. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Siman says this whole little section is talking about all of the generations from the beginning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world until the end of time, which is this Yom Echad in Zechariah. That Yom Echad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking about when we just read that whole paragraph, is this Yom Echad? It's the Yom Echad. So he says as follows. I'm reading now from the Medrash, and then to the best of my ability, I'll explain it. V'ha'aretz hayta tohu v'vohu, ze adam harishon. The land was confused at first when it's Adam HaRishon, right? Because he was like Tohu, Hevel. He was like lo klum. Not a whole lot. Ubohu, Tohu is like Hevel, nothing. Ubohu is like real bad, Zekayin. Shebikesh lahachazirat ha'olam l'tohu v'vohu. This is Kayin, who, because of his action, could have turned the world back to total confusion. V'choshech, remember choshech al pnei tahom? Zedoro shel enosh. Because if you remember with enosh, the world started bringing idol worship, right? Because there's a whole thing, v'haya b'machshech ma'aseihem, it's from Yeshayahu, that at the time of Enosh, they started looking and saying, wait a minute, there is no God, you can't see him, we have to do our own, right? Al pnei tahom, on the face of the deep, v'zedor ha'mabul, she'ne'emar, as it says, in Bereshit, b'yom ha'hu nifku'u kol mayinot tahom. The depths all were broken, remembered, in order to bring the water up. So in other words, the world starts with a little bit of tohu, a little confusion. Things aren't clear. Adam HaRishon is not a strong person. And it keeps on going, getting a little worse, because you have Kayin, you have Enosh, and you go all the way to the Dor HaMabul. Things are not so good. V'ruach Elokim rachefet al pnei tahom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching all of this going on. V'ya'avor Elokim, v'ya'aver Elokim ruach al ha'aretz. When the mabul goes away, when the water goes away, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ad matai yehei ha'olam mitnaheg ba'afela. For how long is this tohu v'avohu going to go on? We have to really improve things. Tavo ha'ora. Let's bring a little light. Vayomer Elokim yehi or. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let there be light. Ze Avraham. Hahu de'emar mi he'ir mi mizrach tzedek. That's the haftarah of Parshat Lech Lecha. Who brought light from the east and righteousness? It's the Haftarah from Yeshayahu and Parshat Lech Lecha. That's what it says. Hey, here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought light in the form of Avraham. Vayikra Elokim la'or yom, ze Yaakov. Ulachoshech kara layla, ze Esav. Vayhi erev, ze Esav. Vayhi boker, ze Yaakov. Basically, what he's saying is that all during the time of history, there will be morning, there will be evening, maybe the other way we should put it, there will be evening, there will be people like Esav, there will be morning, there will be people like Yaakov. I remember that Yael Schlossberg herself said that she was very interested in the fact that Yitzchak is not mentioned. It's Avraham, in the Midrash, and then it's Yaakov, yes. And Yom Echad, Vayhi Erev Arvot, wait a minute, I left something out. Vayhi Erev Ze Esav, Vayhi Boker Ze Yaakov, Vayhi Erev Arvo Shal Esav, Vayhi Boker Bokro Shal Yaakov. It'll keep on going on like that. There will be Erev and there will be Boker, there will be dark times and there will be light. All through the history, until Yom Echad. Shenemar Zecharia Yudalad. Here we go. Pasuk Zayin. V'haya Yom Echad. Hu Yivadal Hashem. It will be made known. Hashem already knew that Yom Echad. Lo Yom v'lo Laila, but v'yihila et erev yiyeor. That day is going to come, that day. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is going to be the history of the world. There's going to be Erev, there's going to be Choshech al Pnei Tahom. I'm going to bring a little light into the world, and there will be light into the world, and the world will keep on going with Erev Avoker. But then there's going to be a Yom Echad. That Yom Echad that was foreseen on the first day of creation. And that Yom Echad is going to be the day when there will be complete light. So it works with your Or Tmidi, the Or Ganuz that Hashem will breathe. It works with that. In other words, there will be all good things that will come. There will no longer be the darkness of the Erev. I thought it was unbelievable. Because it's like, when you look at it that way, it's cosmic. It makes it cosmic. Because we start from Bereshit, and here is Zechariah. We're almost finished with all of the words of the Nevi'im. And he's getting to that Yom Echad, the unique day. That day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu foresaw, that will be the Yom Echad. That will be the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to be. Yes. What is it, Shachar? What is it? Leave me ki Allah Shachar. Yeah. Yes. At any rate, I couldn't resist it. Absolutely could not. Okay. Whew, we'll go back to this now. Okay. Those two psukim are really very unique. They kind of stick out of the whole parak. Yud. Pasuk Yud. Yisov. I am sorry. I left it out. Vayabe Yomahu, okay. Yetsu Mayim Chayim Yerushalayim. It's also a good pasuk. And Yechezkel tells us this too. And Zechariah mentioned it already when he said there would be a makor of Mayim that's going to come out of Yerushalayim. So now it's not going to just be in Yerushalayim, but by Yom Ahu on that day, that Yom Echad, the water will be so plentiful that it's going to come out of Yerushalayim. Chetziyam el hayam ha-kadmoni. Half of them will go to the ancient river, a sea, Yam ha-kadmoni, the eastern sea. V'chetziyam el hayam ha-achron, which is the Mediterranean. In other words, Yam ha-achron, the western sea. Bakayitz uvachoref yihyeh. And the source of water will not dry up in the middle of the summer. It is going to come. There's going to be a makor, mayim chayim, that's going to come. Yechezkel says it's going to come under the doorway of the heichal. And the water is going to spread into branches. It's going to go east and it's going to go west. Malbim. Vayabayomahu. Tchila. Amar ki Hashem ki yihyeh, not Hashem. At first he said, way back, that there's going to be a makor niftach, rak b'Yerushalayim bilvad. There's going to be a makor, like a spring, a natural source of water that will be opened only in Yerushalayim. Aval achar melchama ha'achrona. But after that last war, yitrabu hamayim, the water will multiply, ad sheyetzu lachutz v'yitpashtu ad yam ha-mizrachi v'ha-maravi. They'll go outside of Yerushalayim and spread to the eastern sea and the western sea. U'milvad sheyekem kipshuto. And aside from the fact that it's going to be according to the pshat, I like this, Kmoshe be'arti lemala, like he said in Perek Yud Gimel, merameis gamkein al hit pashtut hamayim hamadaim v'nachal ha'emunah ha'amitit. What it's really hinting at is the spread of the culture, the true belief, emunah ha'amitit, true belief in Hashem, and knowledge. In other words, the water stands for emunah and knowledge. Ki mitzion teitze Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. That water symbolizes that the teachings that will come out of Yerushalayim will spread all over the world. Mayim, miyam ad yam. It's going to go from one, when it says miyam ad yam, it's like one end of the world until the other, uminahar adavse aratz, from rivers until the ends of the of the earth. It will spread over the entire world. Vayah Hashem, oh, you know this pasuk. How could we have even thought of Vayah Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz? Vayom ha'hu yiyah Hashem achad u'shmo achad. And because of this tarbut that's going to be spread from Yerushalayim, therefore, us, Hashem will be the melech al kol ha'aretz, zeh nimshal ha'mayim. That's the mashal of the water. Shekol olam yakiru malchut Hashem va'achduto. That all of the world will recognize the kingdom of Hashem and his uniqueness, unity. Ki adata hayu umot shelo ha'eminu ba'achdut, v'hayu omrim sheyesh shnei hatchalot o yoter. Because there were religions until then that did not believe, they had sort of a godlike religion, but they didn't believe that there was one. And they thought that there were maybe two beginnings, like the first cause, o yoter or more. V'oz, at that time, Yeshem Echad. Everybody will recognize the oneness. V'hayu umot shehodu ba'achdut Hashem. And there were nations that always agreed, yes, that Hashem was one. Aval hayu mishatfim lo shitufim. But they said he had all kinds of helpers. Bahanhaga, in his actions. O bishmo v'zichro v'atzilotov v'kadome. Or in his name, or in the emanations. In other words, they said Christianity, where there's more than one. Na'aseh Adam. The creation of man. Yes. Exactly. We just read it and I was looking at it. It's Gan Eden. In other words, the waters will come out, the Pishon and the Gihon, or the rivers that came out of Gan Eden. But I love this. Listen. V'oz yeh gam shmo achad. What does it mean when we say that? When we say in Aleinu, we finish Aleinu. What does it mean when we say V'yah Hashem echad u'shmo echad? What are we saying? But what about shmo? We say shmo echad. Ki yaminu kulam ba'achdut amiti u'v'hashkachato v'hanhagato. First of all, everybody is going to believe in his unity, his kingship, his uniqueness. V'gam shel'atid yikare shem havaya kiktivuto. And in the future, we will use the name Yud Kei Vav Kei exactly the way it's spelled, kiktivuto. Ki hakinuyim em lefi chalukei hanagot, mishpat v'chesed v'rachamim. All the names that we call Hashem, don't we say that Elohim stands for din, right? And Shakai stands for power. At that time, there's going to be like Hashem is going to be one. We won't need the different kinuyim, nicknames, so to speak. Everybody will use and be familiar with the Shem Havaya, and they will know how to pronounce it, and that's the name that's going to be used for Hashem. Yud. Yisov kol ha'aretz ka'arava. And at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have pity on older people who have trouble walking up hills. And all of the land, it says, Yisov kol ha'aretz ka'arava, will be like a plain. It'll be like a plain. Migeva l'rimon negev Yerushalayim. In other words, from certain areas in Yerushalayim. Now you know that if you go from Yerushalayim to the area of Geva, you are going like this. Think of driving on Highway 1 and looking at the mountains, right? But it says Migeva l'Rimon, and it's just areas that are mountainous. V'ra'ama v'yashva tachteha l'mishar binyanin ad makom shar harishon ad shar hapnim u'migdal chananel ad yikvei hamelech. So these are all places that were in the Beit HaMikdash. The entire area is going to be like a plain. The Beit HaMikdash is going to be on the mountain. Remember, it's going to be a mountain here. And there's going to be on this mountain, the city of Yerushalayim, V'ra'ama, it's going to be raised. And the place that the people live in will be on the other mountain. And the whole area, in other words, from here, Har HaBayit, and this whole valley, that's going to be the Makom HaKodesh. And the people will not live until, the normal dwelling place in Yerushalayim will not be until the other end. All of the names basically don't mean a lot to us now unless you take a map of where the gates of Yerushalayim are, because then we would see Migdal Chananel and Yikveh HaMelech. But the entire area is going to be a plain. It is going to be like an Arava and easy to walk on. Yud Aleph, v'yashvu ba, v'cherem. We won't need it. Yafe. V'yashvu ba. Here it fits with this. They'll dwell there. V'cherem lo yiyeod. There won't be any more wars where they will take cherem, where they'll take booty and set it aside and make it ownerless. V'yashva Yerushalayim lavetach. And Yerushalayim will dwell in security. There it is. So at that time, Yerushalayim will dwell in security. So we had this whole section, right? Section one was the war. Section two was these cataclysmic things that take place after the war, including the idea of the light and the Yom Echad, the change in Yerushalayim in which there's water coming out. The area will be totally changed because people, the area will be huge of Yerushalayim, and people will not live in what we might call the religious compounds, and everything will be peace. Everybody will live in peace. Yerushalayim will never again be destroyed. Yud Bet, one thing we have to finish, and that is, what about all those nations that attacked Yerushalayim in those three wars of Gog u'Magog? So he tells us in Pasuk Yud Bet, V'zot tiyeh ha-magefa asher yigof Hashem et kol ha-amim asher tzavu al Yerushalayim. And this is going to be the plague, that Hashem is going to plague all the nations that came, gathered on Yerushalayim. Hamek besaro, his flesh is going to fall apart. It's going to melt. V'hu omed al raglav, while he's standing on his feet, his flesh is going to melt off him. Ve'enav timakna b'chorehem, and his eyes will dissolve in their sockets. Ulishono timak b'fiyem. And the tongues will fall apart, will dissolve in their mouths. It's really quite cute. In other words, there will be a terrible magefa in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will almost make them disappear. They're going to like dissolve. Vaya Bayomahu, Tihiye Muhumat Hashem Rababahem. And on that day, the fear of Hashem will be great among them. Vehechaziku ish yad re'ehu, v'alta yado al yad re'ehu. People will be terrified. They won't know what's happening to them. And they are going to hang on. Each will hang on to the other. I want to read the Malbim on this. I think it's important. Vayobayomahu. Kishe yirtze adam lahachazik Yad Re'ehu, when one man will want to hold on to the hand of his friend, Ula Tamcho Leval Yipol, and to support him so that he won't fall down, Al Yidei HaMahuma, because of the confusion, She'yosem Hashem Bahem, that Hashem is putting there, Tale Yado Al Yad Re'ehu, instead of supporting him, then his hand will come on the hand of his friend, Lahapilo Arza, and make him, push him to the ground, Shezeh Tachlit HaMahuma V'Hateruf. It'll be like everybody is going crazy. It'll be like everybody is confused and going crazy and they can't help each other. So all of the nations will be punished with a terrible magefa that is going to destroy them, and they won't have any recourse. They won't be able to help each other. It is as though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that they are literally falling apart, melting away. Pasuk Yudalid, V'gam Yehuda tilachem b'Yerushalayim, V'usaf chel kol hagoyim saviv, Zahav v'kesef u'bgadim larov ma'od. It's a very strange pasuk at the beginning, Gam Yehuda tilachem b'Yerushalayim. What does it mean, Yehuda will fight in Yerushalayim? And the Malbim basically says, Ki haba'im latzur al Yerushalayim yachrichu la'anshei Yehuda lavo imahem be'ezram latzur al ha'ir. That's Malbim's first idea. When the nations will come to set siege on Yerushalayim, one of the terribly sad things that they will do, is a flashback to the war, is that they will force the people of Yehuda, the people that live outside of Yerushalayim, to come fight with them against Yerushalayim. Yes. Uka Omer, no, I'm looking, wrong perush, what, wait. You know what? I'm going to finish it from Metzudat Zion. Yiyeh bilbul hada'at. Shegam b'nei Yehuda yushama, v'lachen k'sheyachez mi b'yad re'ehu l'chazko, yachshov zeh shehu mi b'nei Yehuda, asher shavu liyot lahem l'oivim. People will think, the people of Yehuda will think that they are holding on to each other for support, but because they fought against, they will be caught up in this terrible battle. That was Mitzudot. I'm sorry. I confused you. I'm going to read the Malbim too. I need to just take 2 minutes. And I see we didn't finish it today, but next week we will. I had a feeling. According to Mitzudot, what's going to happen is, while this magefa is going to happen of all the enemies, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting rid of the enemies, there's going to be a problem because some of the people outside of Yerushalayim, the Jews that were living in Yehuda, were somehow forced by the enemy to come fight against Yerushalayim. And there's going to have to be a winnowing out of who is really a Jew and who came of their own free will and who was forced to come. So that when one man is going to look for support to the other, they're going to be looking to see who is the enemy and who is a Jew. And it's going to be very difficult because some of them really fought. Some of the Jews, scary, really fought against Jerusalem as well. According to Malbim, which I had, they were too close together in my sefer here. Malbim says, Gam Yehuda, don't think that the enemy only surrounded Yerushalayim. They did a lot of damage in all of the area of Yehuda as well. When they were coming to fight with Yerushalayim, they also destroyed the cities in Yehuda around Yerushalayim. So at that future time, va'asev va'usaf chel kol agayim saviv, they will also be able to gather the spoils of all the nations around. Zahav, kesef, begadim, etc. We'll go back to this pasuk next week. So again, either they're included as enemies, because some of them really did fight. And don't think it's too far-fetched, because I want you to think today of Bernie Sanders, who is being supported, a Jew, who is being supported by the Muslims in America to be president of the United States. Don't think that it's too far-fetched. So either there will be some Jews who will have taken part against Jerusalem, or those Jews from Yehuda who also suffered. It wasn't just Jerusalem that suffered. They will also be given a portion in the spoils.
There's also a theory that many of the local Arabs are actually descended from Jews.
There's definite.
It could also be like that.
It could be like that too, yes. At any rate, so right now we're still talking about the Milchamot. We haven't gotten to the last section yet, but we're very close. And very soon we will be. So have a wonderful week. And next week we're going to finish Zechariah, Be'ezrat Hashem.